still staying alive in Greenwood, South Carolina. How you doing today? Hey, it's WCRS, caring about our community. And boy, do I have a great guest for you this afternoon. You know, the library's been closed, and we all have wondered what we could do without such a valuable resource with the library closed. And Prudence Taylor, the executive director of the library, is here, and we're going to talk about some of the things that we can do. Hey, Prudence, how you doing today?
I'm very well, thank you, Anne. How are you?
Well, staying alive. Social distancing. We are about 6 feet apart here in the studio, so I guess we can go on. One of the things I say about radio, you can't catch COVID-19 on the radio. Through the radio waves, you're okay.
That's good to know.
That's true. So this had to have been a tough decision for you to close the library.
It was very difficult. Several libraries in the state, several public libraries, had already closed. And I waited because I kept thinking things would have to get better. But they didn't. And after a lot of thought and a lot of prayer, I made the decision to go ahead and close. In our slowest day, which is usually in December, but sometimes in October, and don't ask me why, because I don't know. It happens to be October sometimes. But on our slowest day, we will still have over 600 people visit the library.
Wow.
And they don't realize how close they are to each other, because the library is a place where you can come in and work independently and not really be aware of the other people around you. Mm-hmm. People come in to use computers, to access the internet, to, of course, borrow books, get things for their kids, attend programs, learn to do independent learning or work with a tutor. Same for, you know, their children.
Sure.
And they don't realize how close they are, but physically they are close. They are not within, they're not 6 feet away from each other most of the time, but they're not aware of it.
Well, I think the other thing you'd have to think about is touching the counters, touching those computers. I mean, it would be a nightmare just to try to keep everything clean.
Well, the last 2 days before we closed, I was working in the computer lab, and I was handing out, anybody who worked in there, we were handing out Purell, pads, thank you.
Hand sanitizer.
So that people could wipe down, and they were told to wipe down the keyboards before they used them. And then we ran out of the Purell pads. Now, this had nothing to do with the decision, but this
right.
is how much we used them. We ran out of Purell pads, and when my staff ordered or tried to order new packages, we were told there would be a 14-week wait.
14 weeks.
Yeah. Wow. For Purell pads. I know.
Well, there is none that you can find around. I mean, look, every day I go to the store, I try to see, is there any there? Nope.
So the day we closed to the public, we all got a t-shirt that said Libraries Rock.
Right.
And we all started cleaning. And we have been cleaning ever since. I cleaned the computer lab, the chairs, the keyboards, anything, the I don't know if they're called mice or mouses.
The mouse. How about the mouse? On each computer, the mouse.
Yes, I cleaned those. We cleaned all the tables. We've cleaned all the chairs. We are cleaning shelves. I cleaned all the shelves and the books in the genealogy room because the coronavirus lives for so long. It's
right.
not like it's something where you can sneeze and the bacteria is dead within a few minutes. This lasts
right.
for a long time. So I had to think about the safety of the patrons, but I also had to think about the safety of my staff. Many of my staff members fall into high-risk categories with diabetes or age or heart disease, asthma, or they're caring for parents or spouses who are in not the best health.
Sure.
So with everything combined, it just was a decision that I had to make to close. I have to say, I've been a librarian for almost 45 years, and this is the first time I've ever been through anything like this.
I think everybody can say that. You know, and I think you had told me originally you had hoped to be opening next week.
I did, but when the president extended the guidelines through April, our Greenwood County offices and city offices, I think this, I'm not as aware of the city as I am of the county. I don't know why, I'm just not. But the county offices are closed. People are working from home, or they have people working in staggered shifts at the county.
So it's just, that's the way it's going.
We just had to close. We don't have, the county has a way of, if somebody actually does need to come in, the county has a way of limiting the number of people coming in to their buildings. We don't have that at the library.
Yeah, and that'd be kind of hard to say we're going to let one person in or two people in into the library. So that's very understandable. And with what Governor McMaster, don't know whether y'all have heard this yet, this is disastrous, though. He's closing all the beauty salons, the nail salons, the barber shops. What else is he closing? The theaters, I think, have been closed, but just closing every way that there can be any of this people getting together and getting too close. So that's a new executive order that, if you haven't heard it, is coming down the pike. I haven't actually seen the executive order. I've just heard about it from several veritable sources. So if you haven't got your hair done, you may not get it done now for a month. We could all start looking a little bad.
But that's all right, because we'll be inside and no one will see us.
And we'll be alive.
Yes, that's the most important thing.
That's right. So with that in mind, I wanted to have Prudence come on and just tell us what you can access, because one of the things, and I expect, Prudence, that this will catapult your digital library out there, where a lot of people hadn't thought about using it. They just went to the library. I'd be interested after, and see how the digital library continues when you are back able to go to the library, what the numbers are. That should be interesting to see.
Yeah, I've been very curious about that myself. Well, I also want to add one thing before we move on to that, because I hadn't thought about it until today, but I've had several emails from patrons about it. When the library reopens, if you have books that you have checked out, do not feel that you have to make a special trip in to put them in the book drop. You can if you want to, but I do not encourage that. What I suggest is that you wait until the library reopens, which we will do when it is safe. You can come out when it's safe and convenient for you and bring them back to the library. We are not going to be charging fines for the next several weeks after we reopen. It will be fine-free. We've done this in the past for a week at a time and taken food instead, but we're not even doing that this time. You can just bring your books back or your DVDs or your CDs and don't worry about it.
Wow.
You don't owe anything.
That's great. That is great. So that's one thing. Now, also, people, I bet a lot of people didn't know that they can access the Wi-Fi right there in the parking lot.
Right. It's not ideal, but if your child has a Chromebook or a laptop, or if you have a laptop and you've been used to using the internet at work, or the children have been used to using the internet at school, we have not turned off our Wi-Fi. So you can come and work in the car, in your car in the library's parking lot. We have a very strong signal, and you are certainly welcome to come and work in the parking lot. We have people who do that anyway. I've seen people out there with their phones or a tablet or something like that, just sitting there using it, even when we don't have a pandemic, just because the weather's pretty and they want to stay outside in the sun, that kind of thing.
So that's one thing. And you don't need any particular passcode or anything?
Yes, you do. The passcode is public 123. You do not have to remember that.
Okay.
It's on our...
When you search for a Wi-Fi?
When you search for a Wi-Fi, it's there, but it's public 123.
Okay, so there you go, folks. There's a good way to be able to get some free Wi-Fi right there in the library parking lot, and I would think pretty safe right there.
Yes, the police park their cars there. Not always, but they do. So it's monitored. It's right there on Main Street. The other thing is, if you really can't remember the...
The
password, we have it posted on our front door, so just come up there and look and go back to your car and type in public 123.
Great. That sounds great.
We had to do that because people with smartphones now, the phones automatically link, we're automatically linking, so we had to add a password
to protect the library. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about what we can offer digitally. The library has a good digital library. It's a popular library, popular books that people want to read, New York Times bestsellers for adults. We also have books for children and teens that you can download. And there are two sources for that. One is Overdrive or Libby. Libby and Overdrive are the same database. And all you need for that is your library card number, which is on the back of your library card underneath the barcode. You type in the whole thing one time, and it begins with 23162, which is the library's number. And then the rest is your personal number. And you can download ebooks. We do have a few audiobooks available through Overdrive. We also have most of our audiobooks available through Recorded Books. And this is a wonderful resource. So if you don't want to read Where the Crawdads Sing as an ebook, you can listen to it as an audiobook. And I mentioned Where the Crawdads Sing because that right now has the most holes on it. We have 3 digital copies of it. And we have, the last time I looked, we had 47 holes. We can't get more. The library pays more for its ebooks than you would find than an individual would if they went through one of the online places that sells ebooks. Where the Crawdads Sings might cost $13 to an individual. The library pays $55.
Because it'll be used over and over and over again as opposed to one download.
That's right. Yep. That's exactly right. Random House knows how to make their money.
Okay. So you have books, and you can just scroll through and see all the books that are available? You can also, I presume, probably put a title in that you're particularly looking for?
You can. You can ask, and I do order the books that people request most of the time. If you're asking for something that is a textbook that would not appeal to most readers, I probably would not order that.
And what about magazines? Don't you do magazines too?
We do. We have Flipster. We have popular magazines for adults and teens. And we also have magazines for children. And those have been very popular. We also have music, so you can listen to music and download music. You can keep it if you want to. You do not have to erase it from your, it won't go off your tablet or your iPod or whatever it is you listen to, your computer. But I wanted to talk, too, about some things that are available from the South Carolina State Library, and these are some items that they have, some databases they have made available since the schools closed. And knowing how many parents feel unprepared to teach their children everything they're supposed to learn in school, they have provided a program called Tutor.com, and that is for students in grades kindergarten up through the 12th grade. They also have a few classes in Spanish. They have math, science, and reading in Spanish.
And all those great?
Yes.
Wow.
But for students who are speaking English, they offer help in reading, math, science, writing, computer literacy, English, and social studies. They also offer special help with ESL and ELL students. That's English as a Second Language for students from grades K through 12. And if you have a child who's getting ready to take the SAT or the ACT, they offer special coaching there. And this is available free thanks to the South Carolina State Library.
Now, how do you access that?
You go on the library's website.
Greenwood's Library.
On the Greenwood County Library website, and you click Discus. If you need a password, I'm not supposed to give you this, but I'm going to. We will also have this posted. It's Discus 2020. But I tried it this afternoon and did not need a password to get into it, and I was using my own personal computer. They have that, and it's excellent. Now, I will tell you, the tutors will not do the work for your students.
These are, how do you communicate with the tutors?
Through email.
Through email, okay.
But they have the form on there. For example, you can submit the math problem that you're having trouble with, the work that you've done, and you have to show your work. And then they will respond and tell you, you got it right, you got it wrong. This is, take another look at this. But they will not do the work for you.
Well, that's great. I think that's great. I mean, that makes you learn, right?
Yes. I tried to get them to do a math problem for me when we were trying it out. And
Didn't it work? No,
they said I needed to do my own work. I will say, they did not realize that I was an adult. And for anyone else, it might be a simple problem, but I am not a math person.
You're math challenged?
Yes.
Yes,
I'm math challenged, although I can use Excel fairly well, and that's eventually how I solved the problem. But I do think they could have been nicer.
So this is really, it's not really for the parents then, it's for the children. Is that for kids? It's for kids to communicate with the tutor.
Yes. And as I said, they cover a lot of different things. I know some parents may be great at teaching math and science and not so, maybe English isn't an easy subject for them to teach or vice versa. But this is a resource and it's free thanks to the South Carolina State Library.
That's awesome, isn't it?
It really is.
Huge. That's a huge benefit that we need to get out there so people know about it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And this is available through the end of June, June 30th, for people to use for free.
Wow.
Now, they also offer some programs that are appropriate for children in grades K through 6. One is Tumble Books. And they break this down. It's e-books, but when you click on a title, they will read the story to you and highlight the text
as they're reading.
And I was trying that out this afternoon, too, and really got bored with it and didn't finish the story. But if I were 8 years old, I would probably have enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have it broken down K through 3 and then grades 4 through 8. It's really supposed to go up to 4 through 6, but as we all know, we all learn at different rates.
Mm-hmm.
And so not everybody who's in an 8th grade is necessarily reading on an 8th grade level.
Prudence, let me ask you something. What if somebody doesn't have a library card during this time?
This is not a problem.
Okay.
Email me. And I will set you up with the library card. I will email you the number that you need, and then I'll put the library card, the actual card, in the mail. We've been doing this for several people.
Right, because you didn't think you needed the library, and then all of a sudden you go, oh, I need to be able to access.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe people hadn't used the library in a long time, and they're no longer in our database. We clear out our database every year. That's how we celebrate Halloween. You're going to be in, need to be in a witchy mood anyway. You might as well have a reason. But we clear it out every year so we can know for certain how many patrons we are serving. We're very fortunate here in Greenwood. We've had great support from our county council, and the result has been a library that is used by more than two-thirds of Greenwood's population. We have a guesstimated population of over 70,000, and more than 50,000 people have an active library card.
Wow, that's great. All right. Well, that sounds really good. The Jeff says I need to be a little louder.
Oh.
Just me. I need to be louder. Okay. Okay. So if somebody hasn't used a library card in a year.
Or 3 years.
Three years. Then you need to apply for a new library card. And what's your email address, Prudence? How would they access?
My email address is ptaylor@greenwoodcountylibrary.org. If you get to the website, and you can just Google Greenwood County Library, Greenwood, South Carolina, and be sure and add Greenwood, South Carolina, because there are several Greenwood County libraries.
Right.
There's one in Mississippi. There's one in Indiana. If you get either of those, that's not the one you want. Those aren't the ones you want.
You know, we have just, this is just an aside, but we have done a radio show where we did a train ride, and we hooked up with the radio station in Greenwood, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
Yes. Another resource that we have, and this is important because teens can be difficult to find reading material for, is the Teen Book Cloud. This is another database that is provided for free by the South Carolina State Library. And it targets students in grades 7 through 12, and those are tough years. But they have a variety of books that are appropriate for the age, and they include graphic novels.
Graphic novels?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Well, it's what you and I used to call comic books.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant graphic, like, you know, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Comic book novels. Okay, got it.
But there's a lot more to them now than there used to be when I was growing up and was reading about Superman and Batman, although they still have Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, and, oh, a whole plethora of characters. That we also have, once again, thanks to the South Carolina State Library through their Discus program, we do have things that are appropriate for college students and for adults. And they have a wide, wide range of informational materials that you can find online. They have Britannica, they have books, not books, they have information on consumer health, auto repair, which I have not tried out. If you're looking for something on a business plan, they also offer business resources for small businesses.
How about that?
Yes, and it's free.
It's pretty cool.
It's free. It's free.
And that's through the South Carolina State Library.
Yes, you'll find the access through our webpage.
So yours is like a portal
yes.
to go into it. Yes.
Yes, absolutely. But it's proved to be a wonderful resource. And South Carolina State Library has maintained Discus for several years, and it's a big part of why, of course, we always want to support our state library, but this is a big part of why we want to, is because they provide such valuable services to the people of South Carolina.
That's awesome. Now, what about, don't you also, movies? Do you have movies that, no, not anymore?
Not anymore. We had a database. We tried that. And what they advertised as the movie was often not what people got. An example was Journey to the Center of the Earth. When you read the description, it said that Brendan Fraser was one of the stars, and it was a popular movie that had just come out. When you clicked on it and downloaded it, it was a version of Journey to the Center of the Earth, but it wasn't the one they advertised. One poor woman, always felt so sorry for this mother, her daughter had a spend-the-night party, and one activity was they were going to watch the journey of Natty Gann, which is appropriate. Mm-hmm. And when the lady downloaded it to show it, it turned out to be a completely different movie. Now, it could have been worse. I mean, this was still age appropriate, but it was not the journey of Natty Gann. It was not what the girls had thought they were going to see. It was not what they wanted to see.
Yeah.
And so
it's no more.
That's
it's
right. No, so no that's more. Why we dropped it.
Now, what about languages? Are you still doing the languages?
We have gone with a different, we do. We still have language. If you would like to learn a language, we are no longer using Mango languages. And that was a great resource, but it had become a little expensive. We are now using Duolingo, which is available at the library's website, and it is available for free. Not only to the people who want to learn a new language, but also it's available for free to the library.
Wow, that's great. Well, hey, that's great.
And it is a good website. I know people say it's worth what you paid for it, but this is really good. Otherwise, we would still have Mango somehow. I don't know how, but we would still have it.
You know, Prudence, I think you've provided a lot of really good information. Maybe what we should do is just go back through and just hit the high points. If somebody's just tuned in, we're not going to go through the whole thing, but the very fact that you can use the Wi-Fi in the parking lot.
Yes.
And there is an access word that is posted, or your password is posted right on the door.
Public 123.
Yep. And as far as resources, you are listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. As far as resources, what you've been telling us about the State Library, how do you get into the State Library website from the library?
You go to www.greenwoodcountylibrary.org. It is all spelled out. You go there, you click on research, and then you click on discus. It's just a couple of clicks and you're there, and you can see what is available, and it's very easy to use. I use a computer every day. I am still not very good at it, and I had no problem.
Okay.
So if I can do it, anybody can.
And what about fact of the tutor part? Let's just give people a heads up on the tutoring. What one of the big things that the library is doing for those parents that are struggling with children?
Yes. TheTutor.com is a wonderful resource, and it serves students from grades kindergarten up through grade 12. They cover math, science, and a lot of other subjects that your students are learning in school. They will communicate with your student directly. There is an honor code that you have to agree to, but it's nothing that your student wouldn't have had to agree to in class.
The big thing is they make them do the, they're supposed to do the work.
They make them do the work, but they will check it. If your student has to write an essay, they will write the essay, upload it to the website. A live tutor will check it and return it with comments.
So it really takes mom and dad off the hook.
It's a helper.
Right.
Yes, it really is. It's a strong helper. I'm very good at English. I'm very good at reading. And I worked with my niece one summer when she was struggling. She's very good at math and science, which is great because I'm not. But if I were in that situation now with her, we would be using tutor.com a lot for math and science.
And this is, again, another free through the library.
Absolutely. All it takes is a library card. If you do not have a library card, that is not a problem. Contact me through email and I will see that you get one. All I need is your name, address, and phone number.
That's right. So if you've let your library, maybe you had a library card, you go to punch it in and it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's been more than 3 years and you've fallen off the rolls, you can get right back on the roll.
That's right.
That's right. So you're looking at, I guess, for the foreseeable future, at least through April 30th.
I don't know. We're going to watch and see what happens with the county and the state.
Right.
I don't have a date to reopen.
Right. But, I mean, for right now, everything has been extended through April 30th, so it's at least April 30th, I do believe. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and then at some point, and I tell you what, another biggie that had to get canceled for right now, the book sale.
Yes. We did have to cancel that. And we had to cancel that a few weeks ago when we closed the library to the public. We also had to close the library to volunteers, which meant they couldn't come in and prepare for it.
Right. So that will be have to be rescheduled and that type of thing. And, of course, it's just the way it is, folks. But at least you have a lot of good resources. And if you love going to the library, just go online.
Yes.
If you can get a great experience that way.
Yes.
That's mm-hmm. So, Prudence, thank you so much for coming out today. This has been, I think, a real boon to people that just said, oh, the library's closed. No, it's not really closed. It's open 24/7.
That's right. That's why we started the digital library.
Aren't you glad you did? I mean,
yes.
You know, when you think about, well, you know, you look at it, well, and now, wow,
yes.
What an advantage. Don't forget, tutor.com, you have to go through the library, through the state library to get to it. But if you're struggling with your kids, oh, my God, I could see this as a big advantage. And I imagine when the teachers go back to school and are teaching, I imagine getting a raise as a teacher is not going to be a difficult thing to get. What do you think, Prudence?
I certainly hope not. Our teachers deserve so much more.
And people now realize it even more. Listen, Prudence, thanks so much for being with us. You've been listening to another WCRS, Caring About Our Community. Tomorrow morning, we will be playing at 9:30. Rosalind Burke, who is now the Veterans Affairs Officer over there at the Greenwood Veterans Center. If you'd like to rehear this, we will be playing this on, Thursday morning at 9:30, Prudence's interview. So we will have another opportunity to hear it. Thanks so much, Prudence.
Thank you, Ann.
All right, that's going to do it for us. And remember...